morning, friends and family. Welcome to Devotions. Thank you for tuning in. This week, I'm going to speak about a series that is called Setting Myself Up for Success. God really has a desire to set you up for success in life. I want to speak today about right standing, my basis for success. We need to understand that we have right standing with God to create success in our hearts, to take us forward into the future, and to make us successful in everything we do. Listen to Romans 8 verse 10. It says, "And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness." You see, success comes from the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God releases life because of righteousness. Righteousness is not your individual acts of righteousness, doing good things. No, it is the very righteousness of God that comes upon all those who believe in Christ by faith. God gives you that gift of righteousness, and that gift of righteousness also contains every success story that you were created for. You see, every spiritual desire that leads you to life is already present within you, and it's just about perceiving by faith that you are righteous and expecting God's goodness to come upon you in your life, not because you've been good, but because God has been good by sending His Son, by bringing Him into a place of being cursed so that you, through that cursed cross, might be blessed. There's nothing blessed about the cross. The cross was a place of curse so that you can receive the blessing on the other side of it. We need to see by faith that we are the very righteousness of God in Christ. And that is the basis for believing in our hearts that we will be successful in everything our hand touches. God's Spirit always, always, always leads us to life and success. So let's go into a place this week of being successful in our hearts because of righteousness. And let's see how God leads us in this week to establish our hearts in a place of righteousness so that success becomes inevitable. You are highly favored and deeply loved of God.